New job numbers show a brighter past, but what about the future? From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. We talk to the White House about the job market and look at the greatest flops of Super Bowl ads. Today's jobs report shows 157,000 new jobs created in January. It also has unemployment edging up to 7.9%. But the report also tells us that we added a lot more jobs near the end of last year than we thought. With us now to talk more about this is Alan Krueger. He chairs President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we have an unemployment rate rising in January, but also strong news about hiring at the end of last year. What do you see in these numbers?
You know, each month I try to take a step back as the numbers come in. And this month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics incorporated fairly large revisions to the past year. So that shows you how the numbers can move around. I think we see a pattern of a job market that's healing. It's not back to full health. We have a ways to go because so many jobs were lost during the Great Recession that began at the end of 2007.
I want to look also at those end-of-year revisions again, because the retail jobs were especially strong there. But now people are taking home less pay because of higher Social Security taxes. There's less money out there for consumers to spend. I mean, how much of a concern is that to you, people not having as much money to put out there as consumers?
Well, that's one reason why I think it's so important that Washington doesn't get in the way of the economy and doesn't impose additional problems like the sequester or the scheduled spending cuts. We saw a sign of what kind of impact the sequester can have in the GDP numbers that were released a couple of days ago. We saw the biggest drop in federal defense spending in 40 years. That's what caused GDP to be negative last quarter.
Let's talk more about that GDP number from earlier in the week, because it did surprise people by dropping a tenth of a percent in the last quarter. How do you square it when all these numbers are coming in and often telling a very contradictory story?
Well, there were components of GDP that were strong. Consumer spending was strong. Business investment in equipment and software was strong. Residential construction was strong. And if you look at today's employment numbers, we see that we've added construction jobs, almost 100,000 over the last 4 months. And that's a big turnaround from what had been happening in construction. GDP tells a more complicated story because it was dragged down so much by the 22% decline at an annual rate in federal defense spending, and also by a big swing in inventories, which was possibly related to Hurricane Sandy, which made it harder for supply chains to operate and harder for businesses to restock their inventories.
Okay, Alan Krueger, Chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up. The S&P up 0.9%. The Dow Jones up about 1% right now at 13,996. But it did go over 14,000, which meant fun time at the graphics departments of the cable networks. And just in, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu is stepping down. The Nobel Prize-winning scientist, just the latest Obama cabinet member not to stick around for the second term. And in its first day of trading today, Zoetis, the animal health division of Pfizer, which raised $2.2 billion in the largest American IPO since Facebook. European markets closed up, Asian markets closed mixed.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune in to Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
Anheuser-Busch is launching a new beer on the biggest ad stage of all, Sunday's Super Bowl. The multi-million dollar buy for Black Crown is a big bet, but debuting at the big game doesn't guarantee success. Dan Bobkoff reports on some of the most notorious Super Bowl product flops.
Let's just start with Crystal Pepsi. 20 years ago, this ad introduced the clear cola as of this moment, but it was soon a has-been.
Sometimes they introduce, you know, strange stuff, doesn't always make it.
Brian Steinberg is television editor at Advertising Age. The Super Bowl is often where companies try to get name recognition, but that can quickly backfire. Steinberg remembered this ad for Just for Feet in 1999.
It's a match!
As an African-American runner being chased by white people did not go over well.
I wonder why.
And the company's no longer around.
It's one of many dot-com-era flops. In 2000, there was an ad for Epidemic.com, a horrible idea with a horrible ad. In short, a service that would pay you to send spam emails to your friends. The ad equated this to getting paid to go to the bathroom.
Now you can make money for something you're already doing with Epidemic.com.
If you're interested, Epidemic.com's domain name is up for sale. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
New Orleans is hosting the Super Bowl. The town is packed with the wealthy, like the CEOs who'll sit in skyboxes watching millionaires in helmets battle it out on the field below. But there's a bigger picture, from the middle class small business owners to the working class folks cooking the food and cleaning the rooms. So we thought we'd ask the people of New Orleans a question we've been asking all over the country. How do you know when you're wealthy?
You know you're wealthy when you stop working before you're 30.
You know you're wealthy when you go into a grocery store looking for something really specific, like arugula or jicama, and you can't find it, and you get really upset about that.
You know you're wealthy when you can buy an RV and travel around the United States and not think twice about it.
You know you're wealthy when you watch and relate to the TV show Girls.
You know you're wealthy when you never have to look at a price tag when shopping.
You know you're wealthy when you're profiting from skyrocketing rents rather than having to worry about paying them.
You know you're wealthy when you ain't got to lock your door with a bungee cord.
You know you're wealthy when you can eat whatever you want for dinner. I've been eating beans and rice the whole week, and I'll know I'm wealthy when I can eat whatever I want for dinner.
You got the money, you can give it away. A lot of people have money, they don't want to give money away. They hold on to it, they cling it. But I always think that if you give it away, you have some kind of mentality that's blessed. And you have wealth beyond the money.
And finally, next week, Marketplace's David Brancaccio begins hosting this newscast focusing on the latest in technology. You can find all his tech coverage all the time at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.